random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist, and welcome to the Rogue Community Podcast. My name is Rafi, and today I want to talk about failing like a champion. So a lot of you guys have been contacting me, talking about certain failures that you've been experiencing over the last few months, and I wanted to talk about failure and talk about what failure means to me and the way that I approach failure whenever I'm doing this art career thing, or actually whenever I'm endeavoring to do something that I've never done before. I think a lot of people are confused about what failure is. They feel like maybe it's something that symbolizes that you're just not good enough, that you're not going to be able to ever do this thing because you failed at it, or you submitted something for an art competition, or maybe submitted some writing and, you know, it got rejected. And so you tend to feel like a failure. Now, one of the things about failing that I think I really want to talk about here, or I want to get this point across, is that failing, there's nothing wrong with failing. Everybody fails. In fact, anybody that you look out there, Olympic athletes, anybody that has become famous as an artist, or anybody that has books that are published and are hella famous, when you look at their history and even recent history, you'll see that there is a mountain of failures there, right? In fact, I think it was Babe Ruth that said that he missed more home run hits than actually hit, you know? And it's interesting because somebody like Babe Ruth is remembered for the home runs that he hit, even though, you know, his career took place years and years ago. He almost became a legend. But in actuality, when you look at the numbers, you know, he would have been considered a huge failure, but he had his successes. And I think that that's what matters. You look at anybody, you know, I love thinking about sports in this way, because somebody like Michael Jordan is remembered for being an amazing player. But when you take a look at basketball record and you see that, you know, there's a lot of failure. There's a lot of failure going on. He didn't always win. He didn't always make the points. So those are the things to consider when you're doing this art career thing, or when you're putting yourself out there, right? It really comes down to that numbers game, and it comes down to the fact that when you are striving for more, you really do have to become comfortable with failure. And like a lot of these people that I mentioned, you know, they are considered champions. And in my mind, I'm like, you got to learn how to fail like a champion. You just have to learn how to fail like a champion. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about what are the things that I learned to do whenever I'm dealing with rejection, failure, you know, anything where you run into a roadblock in your life. And the first one is to embrace failure. Embrace the failure. It's just a stepping stone. You know, failure is a natural part of the learning process, of learning something new. Many of us, it can become very easy to only follow in a path that you are very familiar with. And what happens with that is that you kind of get stagnant. You get stuck because, yeah, there are no surprises anymore. This is very familiar to you. And so you stick to that one path. But as a creative, or as just a human who is striving for more, you're going to want to try to do other things. And you're going to fail. You're going to fail miserably every time you try to do new things, or you try to go in a direction that you haven't gone before. And you got to view it as an opportunity for growth and improvement, right? Every failure is a stepping stone to get to that place of success. The second thing is to take responsibility. Accept that you played a role in failure, right? And this is very important, you guys. You want to take ownership over the failure. It's very easy to pawn it off and be like, well, they're just blank, blank, blank. Or they rejected me because they're idiots and all this stuff. And we never take a close look at ourselves and the way that we're dealing with it. And it's easy to just kind of write it off as someone else's fault. And I'll be honest with you, whenever you do that, you're handing away your power. You're not giving yourself the ability to tweak things, maybe approach it from a different perspective, maybe approach it from a different mindset. So it's important to take responsibility. It doesn't mean that you blame yourself for the failure, but to take responsibility, be like, all right, I failed. What can I do differently? Or what can I tweak? Or what can I change? This will empower you to learn from the experience and make those necessary changes, as opposed to just kind of blowing it off as it's their fault and I, you know, there's nothing I could do about it. The other thing you want to do is maintain a positive mindset. Cultivate your positive attitude towards failing. You know, reframe the entire thing as just a temporary setback. For me, I always think about it as a momentary lapse of brilliance in my life, right? Okay, so this went wrong. What can I do about it? Because the alternative is to accept it as permanent defeat. And that's just despite the fact that everybody out there has this idea that if you fail, you've lost. It's not. It's just one battle that you're dealing with. It's not the entire multitude. It's not the entire scope of your life, right? One failure doesn't mean anything. It just means that you're going to have to tweak the direction that you're heading in. It doesn't mean that you failed. So don't accept it as permanent defeat. See it as a chance to come back stronger and wiser, right? I love failure because I'm like, yeah, okay, I failed. Where can I go from here? Whenever I'm dealing with failure, I always think to myself, like, man, who am I? Who am I right now? Am I the kind of person that falls apart and just accepts defeat? Or am I the kind of person that picks myself up, dusts myself off, and I keep going and change direction or do whatever it is that I'm going to do to not accept this failure as the end? So think about that. The other thing that I do is I learn from my mistakes. You know, analyze the failure. Take a look at your approach. Maybe you were a little bit timid about the approach, or maybe there was something in there, an underlying cause, and there's a lesson to be learned there. Use that knowledge to adjust your approach and develop a better way of approaching things in the future. You know, take a look at yourself. Take a look at, you know, where you, I know that whenever I approach something and I'm a little bit timid about it because I'm scared, that has an impact on what the outcome is going to be. So a lot of times when I fail in that matter, I take a look at myself. I'm like, okay, did I approach this in a way that felt empowering? No. And then I'll approach it again and maybe I'll fail again, or maybe I'll succeed. Either way, each time you fail, it's a chance to really learn from what might have gone wrong. The other thing that I want you to focus on is staying resilient. Develop an attitude of resilience to bounce back from failure, right? Every time you fail, it's your opportunity to practice this, right? How am I going to respond to failure? For the most part, people like avoid failure. They avoid failure. They don't do anything new because they're afraid they're going to fail. They want to be ready. Oh, I got to be ready because, you know, that way they want to make sure that they don't fail. And failure becomes a bad word. And in actuality, like, you know, you want to stay resilient. You want to understand that failure is just part of the journey. It's just part of what we do, you know, and it could be anything. It could be starting on something that you've never done before. Right now, I tried wood burning and I sucked at it. I failed miserably at doing anything that has to do with wood burning, right? So I have a choice right now. I could either toss it to the side and be like, screw that, I'm not going to do that. Or I could tweak my approach. I could think of my mindset when I'm doing it. If I set out to do it every single time and think to myself, like, I'm going to fail, of course I'm going to fail. So it's just a matter of getting myself in a positive mindset and approaching it from a place of fun versus a place of, like, I'm on trial and if I get this wrong, then I suck or something like that. So you want to stay resilient and, you know, refuse to allow a setback to define or deter you from pursuing what it is that you want. Just understand, they're just a setback. Like, that's it. The other thing, when I'm having a hard time with this, I'll look for feedback from people that I trust, people that I know that they're resilient, that they keep going, that somehow when they deal with failures, like, it's not a big deal. And there are times where, like, maybe my mindset isn't where I want it to be, or I'm really, really devastated by the failure. And in those cases, I'll seek some feedback from people that I know are resilient and just keep pushing forward regardless of anything. We all sometimes need that. And, you know, it'll help you get back that perspective or gain a better understanding of, you know, what failure means and the way that you want to approach it. The other thing that I make sure is I set realistic expectations. A lot of times it's easy to push yourself a little bit too far, right? And that's okay. I'm all about pushing beyond what you think is capable, what you're capable of. However, understand that, yes, you are going to fail. You're going to fail horribly. And it's better to push beyond something, but understand your realistic expectations and understand that, like, okay, this can't lead to disappointment. This just leads to tweaking and showing me, like, okay, what am I capable of right now? And, you know, you want to set something that's achievable. You want to have objectives and milestones that and allow for the flexibility and learning along the way. When you're trying something new, it's always going to take way longer than you think it is. It is going to take way longer. And the reason it takes longer is because you have mental roadblocks that you're going to have to get through, and failure and rejection and all that stuff. That's just part of that game. So give yourself the time to be able to do it. Be flexible with your goals. Don't beat yourself up if you don't get to where you want to be. The other thing is that's really attached to that is persevering through the adversity. You know, failure is discouraging. It could be discouraging. A true champion keeps going even when they're faced with setbacks. You know, so you got to figure out a way to maintain your motivation and your determination and keep pushing forward despite the challenges. You got to keep pushing forward. Okay, a lot of times I think to myself, okay, if this doesn't work out, what am I going to do? Right. So, like, let's say I submit something and for a competition or a contest or to get into a juried show or anything like that, and it doesn't get accepted. I already know that my next step is, all right, I'm going to submit the same thing to this, or I'm going to submit the same thing to this, or to this, or to this, you know, and have a plan set in place just in case you fail, that will keep you motivated to keep going. The other thing you want to make sure is that when you have a small victory, celebrate those victories. Recognize and celebrate small wins and achievements along the journey. This is going to help you boost your confidence and maintain your positive momentum. And that's the biggest thing. You know, failure could be, it could break your confidence. And that's the thing to understand is that failure is just part of it. The reason that I'm really good at talking about this stuff or having an art career, and Clee and I can have a conversation with anybody about persevering and stuff like that, is because we have failed so many times. And that's the thing. Everybody out there that has succeeded in some way, shape, or form, they have failed miserably. And that's really what the most that you can learn from is from those failures. Whether or not it's me talking to somebody or me looking at my own life and approaching something that is new that I've never done before, it's my way of dealing with failure that really allows me to push forward and keep going. And finally, I would say that the final thing here and the most important thing is never give up. Never give up. Remember, failure is not the end. It's just not the end. It's all just a big work in progress. Your life is a big work in progress. The end is that moment that you're lying on your deathbed. And in all honesty, if you look back at your life and you failed and you allowed it to stop you, you're going to look back at that moment with regret, because you're going to wish that you had just kept going, that you had just kept pushing through it all. And so remember, don't give up. Champions, you are a champion. Champions are defined by their ability to get back up and learn from their failure, dust themselves off and keep pushing forward, tweak direction, do whatever it is that they need to do in order to achieve what they want to achieve. Keep trying. You got to keep trying, keep going, and then you're going to find success. I mean, there's no way to not find success if you keep going. If you quit, you're not going to find it because you're allowing yourself to give up. So just keep going. Maintain a tenacious spirit to keep striving towards what it is that you want, because you have it in you. And failure is what allows you to discover how strong you actually are. So use the failure to motivate you to keep moving forward. So fail like a champion. And that's it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I absolutely adore you. And if you like this, go ahead and subscribe wherever it is that you subscribe. I know that this is on Spotify somewhere. And for the Rogue community, thank you guys so much for being with us, for joining our community. We absolutely adore you. You guys have an amazing weekend, and adios.